Chapter 13. Choices. I drop my branches and run. Slide run is more like it. It is harder to run on snow than you'd think. I wish I was wearing Jonah's soccer cleats.
Wait, girls!
The Snow Queen calls after us. You can join the others as my special friends.
Jonah, come!
I yell as I run, but he doesn't follow me. I race down the stairs behind Sharon. Sharon gets to the main floor and heads straight out of the igloo castle. But I can't leave without Jonah. Maybe I should try and figure out another way to the roof, grab him and Prince, and start knocking on things to find the portal home. I could wait to try fixing my brother and Prince back in Smithville, but how do I get back on the roof when I'm being chased off it? And anyway, what about the others? I can't leave Kai and Gerda in a trance.
Where do you think you two are going? Huh, big sister and little robber girl?
The Snow Queen calls out from the top of the stairs. Jonah, Kai, and Gerda are standing behind her like a Frombie army. Sharon turns around. You know who I am? I duck behind an ice column, hidden from the Snow Queen's view. I can still see Jonah, though.
Of course I do, the Snow Queen says. You and your band tried to steal my sled once.
I make a very small air guitar pose for my brother's sake, hoping for a reaction. There's no reaction, just more Frombie eyes.
I did? Sharon asks. I didn't know it was yours, I swear.
Then she adds, it was a really nice sled.
You won't be stealing anything anymore.
The Snow Queen whispers before puckering her lips.
Mwah!
White steam shoots toward Sharon's face. When it lands on Sharon, the light goes out of her eyes.
Cream cheese, she says in a flat voice. Cream cheese. Now, where did the big sister go? Come out wherever you are,
the Snow Queen says in a sing-song voice. I don't move. I can't let her see me. I can't get caught. I can't. I am the only one left. If she turns me into a Frombie, then no one will be able to save us. We will be stuck here forever.
If you don't come out, I'll just blow your friends more and more kisses, she says. Then they won't be able to move at all, like your dog.
I shiver. I also remember what Ralph said. What if she gives us enough kisses to kill us?
Come out now, and I'll just blow you a little kiss, like your brother and your friends. They love it here. I knew they would. I went to pick them up myself at the robber house. They were just standing outside. I blew them a kiss and brought them to their new home.
Oh, so that's what happened. That's why they left. The Snow Queen put a spell on them and forced them into her sled.
Don't you want to be happy?
She asks. Then I hear, mwah, mwah, mwah. She's blowing kisses around the room. If they hit someone else by accident, it will make everything so much worse. She doesn't see me yet. The kisses are ricocheting everywhere, making snow turn to ice and ice to shatter. I look back up at the mosaic mirror. Is there any chance this mirror is my portal home? Sometimes the portal is a mirror. It doesn't have to be, but it could be. If there is any chance that it is, I could go back through the mirror and get help. I'll get my parents. We'll come back and save everyone. I step up and knock once on the mirror. It starts to hiss. It is the portal! I knock again immediately and it turns purple.
Look at you playing with fire, the Snow Queen says. That's the mirror that did this to me, you know.
I pause. It did?
A troll tricked me. He knew I was lonely since my mother died, my father was cruel, and I had no siblings. He was standing on the top of an evergreen tree and asked me if I wanted to be the Snow Queen and have everyone be nice to me. I said yes.
Of course I said yes. I was only 10. What 10-year-old girl doesn't want to be a queen and have everyone be nice to her? He said, "Then here's your crown." And he threw the mirror down on me and laughed as it shattered into glass pieces all over my head. My hair turned silver. After that, I had the power to freeze people. I quickly realized that everyone was scared of me. No one wanted to be nice to me. I had to make them be my friends. And the next time I saw that troll, he got what he deserved.
"What happened to him?" I ask, my voice a whisper.
"Let's just say I gave him one too many kisses."
I shiver. "Can you go back to being normal?"
She laughs a sad laugh. "No, I've tried. Besides, I don't want to change back anymore. I'm powerful. Look what I got a nice group of builders to make me. This amazing castle."
"Got?" I ask. "Do you mean you put them under your spell?"
"Exactly," she says. "Usually, I just let the people go after they cook or clean or build for me. But then last year, I thought, why not keep one? I've always wanted a little brother. So I took my sled out and found one. Kai. And then you and your brother came to me, and I thought, why not grab two more? So I took my sled out to get you. I found your brother and Gerda instead. Now look at my wonderful life. I have so many friends."
"Friends?" I look over at the Frombies. "They're not your friends." Then I glance back at the mirror. What do I do? Do I knock a third time and jump through? Can I really leave my brother? And Gerda and Sharon and Kai? No, I can't. If they're staying, I'm staying. We'll all be Frombies together. Unless I can somehow convince the Snow Queen to let us go.
"They're not your friends," I repeat. "You're forcing them to hang out with you."
"Who cares?" she asks with a toss of her silvery hair. "I can make people do whatever I want. I can force them to stay with me."
"But that's not what friends are," I argue. "Friends want to be with you."
The mirror is no longer purple. The portal timed out. Now it's just a mosaic mirror. If I want to turn it into a portal, I have to start all over.
The Snow Queen cocks her head to the side. "It's true that they aren't my equals. I've always wondered what it would be like to have a true equal." She eyes me up and down. "Maybe that could be you."
"Me?
Huh?" "Yes, you. That mirror. It gave me the power. It can give you the power, too."
"What power?"
She stomps her foot against the snowy ground.
"The power to have all this, to have whatever you want, to be able to freeze people into being your friend."
"So the mosaic mirror has two powers. It's a portal and it gives people freezing magic. That is one extra special magic mirror."
"My kiss is my only power," the Snow Queen is saying, "but it's an amazing one. Don't you want it?"
I stare at her. I can't help but think about Robin and Frankie. Was that kind of what I did yesterday? Tried to force people to do what I want? Tried to basically force Robin to be my friend?
"I can see you want to do it," the Snow Queen tells me.
"Do it! Smash the mirror on your head! Become like me! We'll be Snow Queens together!"
"Wow. I did not see this coming. I wish we could, freeze time for a minute so I could think everything through.
Of course, part of me is intrigued by the idea of having Snow Queen power. Of course. How awesome would it be if I could just blow kisses at people and force them to be my friend? Robin would apologize. Frankie would be my friend forever. Even Penny would want to hang out with me. Not that I want her to.
But a much bigger part of me thinks that the Snow Queen is totally insane. Does she really think I'm going to smash a mirror over my head? First of all, that would hurt. A lot. I would most likely get a concussion. And second of all, breaking a mirror is 7 years of bad luck. And I can use all the good luck I can get.
Come on, she purrs. You know you want to.
I really don't, I say. I'm not actually great in cold weather. I sleep in 2 pairs of fuzzy socks, and I'd prefer to make friends the regular way.
Forget it, then, she huffs. She pulls her fur cape around her shoulders. I don't need you anyway. Mwah!
Oh, no. My head starts to tingle. My eyes burn. I suddenly have the urge to build a snowman and to yell out, "Hot chocolate!" and "Best friends!"
One more for you, I hear the Snow Queen say as if through a fog. I offered you a gift and you said no. Silly girl. Mwah!
My skin starts to tingle. Everything gets cold. My legs, my hands, my face. I lift my hands to block it, but it's too late. Now my hands are stuck in front of my face. I can't move them. I can't move anything. I'm completely 100% frozen.